Hey, 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 it's your girl. Just call me J. Nicole. And this bookcast is about none other than why, yours truly. But most importantly, it's about life with my bookends. So who are or what are my bookends, you may ask? They're my wonderfully talented two sons, also known as my heart and my heartbeat. Without them, life just was incomplete. And I know a lot of people are like, but one of the biggest things that I desired in life was to become a mother. And at 18, I was told that there was a slim to none chance that that would even happen. So when God bestowed them upon me, they made my life complete. And they hold me upright. They give me perspective on what life is and what I should be doing in life. They actually give me purpose each and every day. And because of them, I now have this podcast to share with you the day in the life of the Walkers, or more specifically, the day in the life of Just Call Me J. Nicole and life with my bookends. Hey, 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 it's your girl, Just Call Me J. Nicole, and I am back with yet another episode. So originally, I was not going to actually talk about the subject that I'm going to dive into because it's about COVID-19. But as I'm online, as I am oftentimes recording my podcast, I spoke that slowly on purpose, by the way, I keep coming across some interesting comments and commentary that my beloved quote-unquote friends are posting. During a time of such crisis, I see so much division. I decided to defend my own practice of religion, as someone put up a comment, and I realized that that's the reason why we are so divided. So we're dealing with COVID or coronavirus, and in my area specifically, we have been quarantined to not gather in more than a group of 50. The school district that I work for has shut down, and there's just so much uncertainty in the world in general. In addition to that, you have in a pending election, and if you guys hear noise, Kid A is back in full effect, and that's what happens when he's at home. He's loud while he's playing his video game. At least he's exercising social distancing, as they call it. But again, I'm seeing how we as a world are so segregated based on religion, politics, our stance on the freaking coronavirus. Why is it that the way that you feel has to be so different that it's appalling and insulting to me? Why is it that we can't share a difference of opinion and then move on from there? Why is it that we feel the need to post about something and poke fun or be dismissive or be hurtful of how someone else feels? I don't think that is what we need, especially right now. I think that we lack the compassion as a human organization, as a part of humankindness, as a group of people. We just lack the compassion. We lack compassion for one another. We lack respect for one another. And then when we are in need, we try to figure out why we don't get the things that we want. You attract what you put out. And so if you're always being very negative, critical, down-putting, disrespectful, if I've already said that, yeah, I meant it twice, then you're only going to attract that back. And it's considered the law of attraction. What you put out is what you get back, right? It's like a boomerang. You throw it out, it comes back to you. So it's very disturbing for me because I have an empathetic heart. I am very nurturing. I am very caring and giving, and that's just me. So when I see that people, more and more each day for me in particular, I see this, they are not exercising the fact that being different not only just makes you unique, but it makes you interesting. Being different means that gives you room to communicate about different things. Do you know how boring life could be if you and everyone else shared the same thoughts and opinions? There would be no need for us to engage in lots of conversation with one another to find out and learn more about other things. We would know everything already. We would not need to explore things. You wouldn't have bucket lists. You may not even have goals. But does that make things so bad because we are different? It does not. It really does not. The other thing that I've been talking to one of my friends about outside of the politics and religion is sexuality. If you believe that people should live one way, that is wonderful. If you believe that someone should live another way, that is just as wonderful. But because one person differ in opinion and belief and thought does not mean that you dismiss someone, degrade them, unfriend them. It does not mean all of that. It just simply means that they don't believe the same thing that you do. I know families that have a difference of opinion when it comes to politics, yet they still function just fine. And yet we sit here on the gram and the Facebook, as my grandmother calls it, or the other one calls it, the internet, because she's still not sure what either one of these are. But we still sit on there and we just criticize and pass judgment and find fault in everything that we do. And it's yet another reason why we have so many of our youth plagued by suicide and depression and other mental health illnesses, because they turn to social media as a way to gain validation. Heck, we even have some adults that turn to social media for validation. But why? Why is it that we need that particular type of validation? Why is it that you feel the need to have approval and acceptance by others? Instead of standing in what you believe in and moving on, why is it that you need to tell everybody how you feel? Why is it that you feel the need to belittle and degrade someone? I'm really torn with this thing because, again, my heart is just empathetic for those who are in need. And I don't look at them and say, oh, well, you don't practice the same religion and your people may have owned my people back in the day, or, oh, you are a homosexual or transgender. It does not look at that. It's like, how can I help? And that's what we need more and more in the world. It's one of the main reasons why I started my nonprofit organization, because I wanted to make a bigger impact than what I was doing. I wanted to be able to help people who needed the help. And it was not about me getting the glory. It was simply because I wanted to help others. But how many people in the world share that same desire? Now, I know that I get on my podcast and I do talk about things that annoy me. I know that I say stuff about my husband. I know that I can be real, real preachy and churchy. I'm human, but never do I get on here and I degrade people based on their gender, sexual preference, their race, or their religious beliefs. Everything that I come on here and talk about is from my personal experience, and I never, ever, ever try to put that out there, that I'm on here using this platform to do hurtful things to other people. If anything, I'm asking for help. So in this coronavirus season that we're in, what other toxic things are plaguing your life? What disease have you allowed to fester? And what disease have you allowed to pass from you to someone else? Are you grooming others to have the same hatred for someone's nationality, someone's religious beliefs, someone's anything, and someone's differences? Are you grooming others to think the same way that you are? If so, you're infecting them with the negativity. So while you're washing your hands, trying to keep yourself safe from the corona, or as they call it, the coronavirus, just think about how you can cleanse and purge your mind, your mental, so that what you have does not become an airborne illness to others. And I'm going to sign off here, guys. Finish writing up my papers and communicating with my students via virtual learning. You guys stay safe, stay blessed, and most importantly, stay positive. Y'all be blessed now. And make sure that you're always following me on my social media outlets. IG and Facebook is Just Call Me J. Nicole, JustCallMe, the letter J, NicoLe. And Twitter is Call Me J. Nicole, CallMe, the letter J, NicoLe. And you can always DM me as long as it's appropriate. Or inbox me, email me. And you can do that so at justcallmejnicole@gmail.com. Talk to you guys soon. Peace.